Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It's good to see you this Wednesday. And it is Wednesday, January the 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Just in case you're wondering, we're more than halfway through. It's the 21st day of the first month of the 26th year of the third millennia in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody corrected me the other day. I think I said second millennia, and they said you're 1,000 years behind, JD. So thanks for that. I get a lot of corrections. I appreciate them all, even the wrong ones. But it's going to be a good day today, and it's important that we win the day by winning the morning. That's why we're meeting here together with Jesus. So let's dive in to consecration. You ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Why Horses Are Never Enough. And our text is Proverbs chapter 21 all day long. We're going to be focusing in on verses 30 and 31 here. Hear now the word of the Lord. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Planning and preparation matter. They matter a lot, but they don't ultimately make the difference. Isn't that what today's proverb is saying? The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. Here's another way of saying it. Psalm 127:1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. Here's another one, John 15, verse 5. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I like to say, well, you can do something. It just will amount to nothing. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. You're already starting to learn this. I love Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. You remember that little song? Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we Trust in the name of the Lord our God. We could go, they are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. And then the kids would say, oh. What a song. I remember that from my youth pastor days. Hey, I'm still in my youth pastor days. Yeah. And you are too. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. Here's Psalm 33. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. That's Psalm 33, 16 to 19. We put so much stock and confidence in horsepower, while Scripture is clear that horsepower will never get it done. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we hope not in our plans. Even the plans we believe come from your hands, we hope in you alone. We will plan and we will prepare, but by your Spirit, we will trust the outcome to you. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our journal prompts today, why do we put so much stock in our own strength and wherewithal? Have you ever fallen into the trap of thinking it is either planning our way or trusting in God? Do you see how it's not an either or, but a both and? And then the last one, how might I grow in a greater trust in God? Yeah, I mean, I love the notion here. The horse is made ready for the day of battle. You got to get your horse ready. There's work to do. But victory belongs to the Lord. It's both. And that's wisdom, right? Plan. But you know what? Before you plan, hold it up to God. Say, Lord, just need you to come in now, even before the planning process begins. Need you just to come in and just sanctify the whiteboard, sanctify the notebook, sanctify the meeting, set it apart for you. And then we get into the meeting. We get to the whiteboard. We get to the notebook. Lord, just guide our, you know, dry erase markers, guide our pen, guide our thoughts, infuse our planning with your presence, with your wisdom. Be thou our vision. And in the midst of it, you know, your planning is being carried along by the Holy Spirit. And then when the plans are made, you just hand them over. You say, Lord, these are now in your hands, and we're going to go forward and trust that you're in it with us, and you're leading us, and you're guiding us. We don't want to take a single step outside of your superintending, intimate nearness and presence. And then the day of battle, the push play, go. You know, I guess it was Eisenhower who famously said that planning is everything, but plans are worthless. And I get what he's saying there. Plans matter. Planning is important. But the measure of victory doesn't lie in planning and in plans. As critical as they are, the measure of victory lies in trusting God. And of course, we want to trust Him all the way through. We want to lay it before Him. And then we want to run after Him into the battlefields of our lives. I think that's clear enough today. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. You know what? We got them. We got chariots and horses. We're not trusting in them. We're trusting in the name of the Lord our God. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. That's encouraging, isn't it? Well, just a quick note before we go to our song. Dad and I are going to sing one of the great ones today. You're going to love this hymn. You love it already. I'll leave that for a minute from now. But I did want to just say a quick encouragement. I had a great conversation this week. You know, on our wake-up call, we have started another kind of layer of goodness, of seed sowing. It's called Conversations. Wake-up call, Conversations. Nick Perot from our team is directing that, just doing a fine job with it. This week, I met with Rich Wilson, becoming a good friend of mine. He's from the United Kingdom, works with college students, has founded a ministry called Fusion, aimed at helping the local church minister to and with college students. And he did that like 25 years ago. It's now coming to America. And I just had a wonderful conversation. This is a man of God. And we talked about, I said, Rich, I just want you to spend the first part of this podcast just talking to college students. I want you to talk straight to them. I want you to talk to the 16 college students that are part of my little church here in Gillette, Arkansas. 16 of them. You're talking to them, and we did that. And I want you to talk to parents and grandparents. We're going to talk about spiritual parenting. Rich, rich conversation. And then I want you to talk to local churches. So it's great. The links are all in the email. You can find it on our YouTube channel. It should be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, all of it. But the links are in the email. Please check that out. It comes out today. Now, let's hand it over and sing to the Lord as we close out our morning and enter into the very field of battle today, the field of sowing. All right, everybody. We're ready to sing. And today, Dad, in our entry, we talked about the proverb that says, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
That we, at the end of the day, we need horses, but we can't trust horses.
Mm-mm.
Right? There's so much wisdom in that. The horse is made ready for the day of battle. And that's our part.
Right.
We've got to make the horse ready for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
We can't get it across the line. I remember that old the song I learned back when I was a youth pastor. It says, some trust in chariots. This is a Bible verse. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. So we have horses, we need horses, we prepare them, but victory belongs to the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we singing today?
Victory in Jesus.
What's our number?
119.
Yeah, victory in Jesus. It's a fight song right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fight song. And we're going to sing it with gusto, with fight.
It's a long one, too.
It's got a long chorus, but yeah. We're going to sing all three verses. You ready?
Yeah.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from Dory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his cleansing power atoning. Then I repented of my sin and launched a victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I know him, and all my life led to him. He blessed me to victory, he needs the cleansing flood.
Verse 2.
I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and cause the blind to see. And then I called, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior ever. He brought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and he knew him, and all my love I do him. He runs me to victory, I need the cleansing flood.
Last verse,
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the minutes of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing in the old legends will be. And some sweet day I'll sing up there song of victory.
Let's go.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming love. He showed me and I knew him, and I love to him. He finds me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. How about that?
Amen. That was right on line.
That's a rousing hymn right there.
That'll get them riled up in heaven there.
That's right.
They'll get on the speaker and say, hey, they're singing that song.
Yeah, that's right.
Two sinners down there in a little old town called Gillette.
Gillette. We're singing the song of heaven. You know, I was thinking the other day about how, you know what the victory in Jesus is? It's this. Because of Jesus, we've won.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Jesus, we're winning. And because of Jesus, we will win in the end.
That's right.
It's so, that's it. We won.
It's simple.
We're winning, and we will win in the end. That's the victory.
We'll win the victory.
We will win the victory.
It's a victory in Jesus, and that's what we're after.
And that's the thing we're also trying to encourage people to say, you know what? You can win today.
Right.
You can win today, no matter how hard things are, no matter what you're facing. A lot of you are facing hard things.
You're facing illness.
A lot of you are battling cancer. And today, what we want to say to the cancer, in Jesus' name, be moved. Just like he says, the mountain will be moved by the prayer of faith. And so we pray that over you. Be moved, be thrown into the heart of the sea. And Jesus, we receive your healing. We impart it to you. Receive your healing today. Just believe it and receive it. He comes, Amen. He heals in all kinds of ways. And you just want, we want all of it for you. You're winning today, even though you may feel like you're losing. Jesus says it's in your weakness, in fact, that my strength is being made perfect. That's how good he is. He can take what seems like the worst situation and pull and a win.
Yep.
He can pull a win out of it. Okay? So be encouraged today. We got good sowing to do today. He's going to do it in you and through you. You just open up, let the seed fly. Listen, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you where?
On the field. Be looking for.
We're looking for you.